This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Blood, Sweat and Tea by Tom Reynolds. Blood, Sweat and Tea is not authorised or endorsed by the London Ambulance Service. Opinions expressed in this book do not necessarily reflect those of the London Ambulance Service. Prologue. Too young. Yesterday started well. We had the only new yellow vehicle on the complex, and it really is an improvement on the old motors. But then we got a job that should have been routine, but unfortunately was not. We were given a 34-year-old male seizure at a nearby football pitch in the middle of a park. Also leaving from our station was the FRU, a fast car designed to get to a scene before the ambulance. As we had a new motor, we were able to keep up with the FRU. Arriving at the top of the street, we were met and directed by some of the patient's football teammates. Unfortunately, the patient was 200 yards into the park, and there was no way we were going to get the ambulance onto the field. The council had built a little moat around the park to stop joyriders tearing up the grass in their stolen cars. The FRU